Cam FM 97.2. May bumps.
M1.
And the gun has gone and they are off. Keys pressing it through to the finish on the first few strokes, pressing it in. Maggie making a little bit of headway, maybe into station, but nothing too dramatic. They're going for high rate approach from the start. Pembroke coming up on station behind them, pressing up every stroke. Jesus maybe looking slightly lower rating, a little further into their start sequence than Pembroke. Fits that outside station on Pembroke. First and third, trying to catch Jesus. They got within a third of a length yesterday. Can they do it again today? Can they make that distance? Claire, outside station on first and third. No challenge there as of yet. Downing behind Claire. Definitely outside station on Claire. Peterhouse not really moving in on Downing yet. I can't really see behind them. Pete, what can you see on Karate Corner?
I can see a jogger coming around the corner, but I cannot see any of the rowers yet. So, in fact, I can just see Keys M1 turning round first post corner, heading towards Grassy. They look fairly supreme at the moment, and Lady Margaret just coming in behind them. Can you give us any further updates on the bottom of the division?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Emma are not really closing on Queens in front of them. But behind them, Selwyn are gaining rapidly on King. They are coming up to a canvas length away. Selwyn are just going to bump King pretty easily before first post, I reckon. I mean, Selwyn have been dominant this week. They overbumped earlier in the week. Behind them, Magdalen closing rapidly on St. Catherine. Absolutely rapidly. They are getting overlap before first post corner along first post reach. Behind them, there's not much to show. Massive gap between Magdalen and Churchill. Pete, what can you see now?
So Keys M1 have gone past me. They've opened up a lead fencing on Lady Margaret. As the back party is full speed past me now. Pembroke won on Lady Margaret. And there is a huge gap. You're looking a bit of trouble here. First and third M1 is rapidly catching them. It's probably down to about a third of the length. So that one's going to develop as we go down to the gut. Then I can see Claire on one looking pretty confident, and they've opened up a significant amount of water on Downing behind them. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bump by Peterhouse on Downing coming up soon. I wonder if the first boat starts to reach them.
Well, I will take over briefly just to confirm that Magdalen have definitely bumped St. Catherine's, and Selwyn have definitely bumped King just before first post corner at the end of first post reach. All four of those boats are pulled in. So, Shem, what can I throw to you? What can you
see? Pete, can you come to me?
Yes,
over to Shem.
Okay, so we have clear in behind first and third. They're moving very quickly indeed. It's down to probably just a touch over a length as they come into Ditton. But first and third themselves are moving quickly in on Jesus. It's probably about half a length there, half a length only. Jesus has taken a very wide berth around the corner here to the right of the plough as we swing away to the right. First and third, a real sandwich here. So we've got first and third in the middle. We've got Claire behind them, Queens in front of them. There's only a matter of feet separating all boats. Claire are about 4 feet. 4 feet is the call. 3 feet. 3.5 feet now is the call from the bank parties as they keep pushing it on first and third. The first and third themselves pushing in on two Queens. Neck and neck, it's an absolute logjam here as they push round the big corner here, the Ditton corner, pushing onto the reach. No real movement from before. Now overlap. Overlap is being called for first and third on Jesus. Jesus trying to push very, very quickly up ahead. In front of them are three boats again. Keys are still sitting pretty ahead of Lady Margaret. But back to the second tier of three boats. We have Claire pushing hard, but it looks like Jesus are just seconds away from being bumped by first and third. Surely first and third have to. They're really digging in. First and third rowing into a huge amount of backwash there from Queens as they try and push them away. Push them away is the call. Queens are now making a move. Queens pulling away. Now it looks first and third are under the gun. They're under the pump as Claire start to move on them. It looks as though first and third have absolutely blown. They have blown. They've conceded. Such a valiant row. They were right there for the taking on Queens, but they just did not have the gas. Did not have the gas at all. And so that's a bump, official bump, clear on to first and third. Up ahead, we have Jesus rowing away nicely. Jack, what can you see?
I just had the top boat Smith Division row past me, Keys. They're about half boat length in front of Lady Margaret M1 Keys. They've had 14 out of the last 18 headships at May Bumps, and it looks like they're going to be making it 15 out of 19 tomorrow. But half a boat length there on LMBC. And then there's another half boat length to Pembroke M1. All those three boats are about half a boat length away from each other as they go on to the Railway Bridge. I'm just going to try and see if I can see what's going on there. Jesus M1 coming past me now, and then it's Downing M1 as well. Shem, I don't know whereabouts on the course you are, but what else can you see at the moment?
Yeah, so what I can see at the moment, Jack, Pembroke out in front of Jesus. I don't think there's a shot. There's no shot of catching him there. The Keys are being pressured heavily by Lady Margaret. Lady Margaret coming on late. There's still probably three quarters of a length. I'm just trying to get the perspective here. Parallax error. But it looks like perhaps a solid mix between Keys and the taking of Lady Margaret crew. Keys now starting to really descend away. Descend away. They're raking probably mid 30s. I would say from here, I'm going to call it Keys are gondol. Keys are gondol. They're pulling away from Lady Margaret. Lady Margaret, red blades, red cocks, red faces. It's not going to be enough. I'm going to call that. Yep. Commentator's curse may prevail, but I don't think so. Keys looking strong. Although it's still three quarters of a length, maybe a length. Keys going to catch the back. Their experience here, though, to pull away. We're just metres from the finish line. Metres as Keys move. Three quarters of a length still clear. They're rowing hard, yeah. Rowing very hard. Lady Martin giving it everything. They're throwing the kitchen sink in more. It's going to be close, but I don't think it's going to be close enough. As Keys continue to push. Keys continue to push down towards the finish. Lady Margaret still hot on their heels.
Jack
Pembroke got nowhere near. Jack, what do you think?
So I think in the middle of this division, I've got Emma M1 who's come past me. Then we're missing boats all the way through to Churchill M1. But at the bottom of this division, Robinson M1, they're being forced to overtake for the bump on Christ M1 just after the kink in the long reach. But it looks like the bump has just been called. Yes, Robinson M1, the sandwich boat in this division, have bumped Christ M1. But the big thing in the middle of this division is we are missing Selwyn M1, St. Cat's M1, Magdalen M1 and Churchill M1. Pete, further down the course, can you tell me anything about any of those four boats?
We've caught both of those bumps, yeah. So Selwyn M1 have bumped Kings M1 and Magdalen M1 have bumped Cat's M1. So we can confirm that. Have you seen Churchill and Girton go past you, Jack?
Yes, I've seen Churchill and Girton go past me. I forgot about those boats and the excitement at the bottom of this division and the excitement at the top. But yeah, the bump that we've got down here is sandwich boat Robinson M1 have bumped Christ M1. Shem, further towards the end of the course, what happened in the end at the very top? It sounded very exciting there.
Oh, it was very, very exciting. Keys looked with about 150 metres to go as if they could just absolutely walk away. They were starting to push, but Lady Margaret came back. Their famed endurance came back into the clash. They started to close, took a couple of feet off Keys, and then Keys were just too strong. And in the end, Lady Margaret just ran out of string, ran out of distance to catch Keys. Keys too good at the top. They just managed to manage their race plan to perfection. Behind them, it was a surprise. Pembroke, who looked very strong out of the gate in previous days, did not really fire a shot. They got nowhere near Lady Margaret. Lady Margaret able to just walk away from them. It was a two-horse race at the top. And, of course, the three-horse race back with Jesus, Claire, first and third. Claire catching first and third. It was a real back-and-forth tussle there. It was very, very close. It could have gone either way in the end. You heard that we had Claire managing to bump Trinity after. Trinity just absolutely blew. They exerted themselves. It looked like they may be able to get the bump, but they did not have the fuel in the tank. Back to you, Jack.
Thanks very much. You know, I'm going to throw back up to Lydia in that case for probably a rundown of this M1 division in what was an incredibly exciting M1 division. Lydia.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to try and do a little rundown of the division because I think all the boats are now rowing home who have successfully bumped. So we're going to call it that Keys, Lady Margaret, Pembroke and Jesus all row over the first four boats of the division. Claire bumped first and third to move into fifth place. Downing M1, Peterhouse M1. At the moment we're calling that that's a row over, but we're going to have to find out in the confirmed results. Emmanuel M1 and Queens M1, we're going to call that a moment as a row over, but we're going to have to confirm that in the confirmed results. Selwyn M1 bumped Kings M1 very early on before first post corner. Maudlin M1 bumped St. Catherine's M1 in about the same position. Churchill M1 and Girton M1, we think both rode over. And then Robinson M1 caught Price M1 at the bottom of the division. So with that, I think I'm going to throw back to the studio before we get confirmed results. Rahul, back to you.